Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, let's grow up. Let's grow up. Now, when you think about it, all children desire to grow up at some point. You know, they turn 16 and they get a driver's license, 18 and they're able to vote, 21 and they're at a legal age to drink, and the list goes on and on. And typically, we'll associate growth with age and growth with time. But obviously, of course, my friends, growing up in Christ doesn't just speak about our maturation. It also speaks about our destination. It's talking about our direction, because people can grow many ways. Some grow old, some grow apart, some grow weary, some grow tired. The list goes on and on. But in Christ, we want to grow up. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. And then in 2 Peter 3:18, we're encouraged to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we want to all grow up. And just because we reach a certain age does not mean we can't grow anymore. Let's talk about four key components where growing up is important. First of all, my friends and neighbors, when we talk about how to grow up, it begins with uplifting. Yes, this is simply the practice of bringing smiles, hope, and joy into the lives of others. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to begin to take inventory of how many people you make smile. Did you make anyone smile this morning? Have you made anyone smile today? Have you made anybody smile this week? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that when we bring joy and smiles and hope into the lives of others, it does more than help them, but it helps us as well. It builds us up. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 that we should comfort one another and edify each other. And what does that mean? It just means build somebody else up. And in the process of planting that seed, we grow ourselves. I like to use the LIFT acronym when I think about uplifting. And I say it's the process of loving, inspiring, forgiving, and trusting. If you want to bring a smile to someone's face, joy to somebody's heart, if you want to make them understand your relationship, all you have to do is love, inspire, forgive, and trust. When those things happen, people come higher than they ever dreamed of coming before, and they do more than they could ever imagine. Yes, my friends and neighbors, after uplifting, then it is uprooting. Yes, this is a commitment to destroy all things that are dead, negative, and unproductive in one's life, destroying it at the source. It's an internal responsibility, not an external. Remember, you don't uproot trees on other people's property. We only uproot dead trees from our own property. It's taking a self-assessment, evaluating things. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:15 that we should look diligently, and that we don't fall in the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up in us. We don't want any root to spring up in us, my friends and neighbors, because we want to make sure that we're examining carefully and removing all negative environments, all dead relationships, all things that don't produce. We have to remove those. I've got a cherry tree in my backyard, and for years that cherry tree's been productive. Our wonderful, flavorful cherries that come off the tree every year. Well, over the past couple of years, that cherry tree has waned. Not as many cherries coming off of it. And those landscapers and gardeners that have looked at the tree have told me that the tree's aging, and at some point it'll stop producing cherries altogether, and that's when it has to be uprooted. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it'll be a difficult decision, but it's time to uproot many things in many areas of our lives. Just like we examine those properties, and I did that cherry tree, we should take an internal examination and say, what things should we uproot? We should uproot criticism, and we should uproot complaining, and we should uproot condemning, and we should uproot negativity, and we should uproot everything that creates in us and in something not worthy or pleasing or glorifying to God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and then we can be rooted and built up in Him, like the Bible says in Colossians 2:7. Well, after uprooting, and after uplifting, the next step is updating. Yes, my friends, this is simply the ability to renovate, to reform, to renew, and to revitalize. This is updating our skills and our knowledge, our environment, our open-mindedness. In the Bible, we're going to see the word update in the King James translation occur numerous times. In Ephesians 4 and 23, we're encouraged to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. In Colossians 3 and 10, we're encouraged to put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Then in Titus 3 and 5, we're discovering that the Holy Spirit is renewing us. And then in Psalms 103 and 5, we discover that God renews our youth like the eagles. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should all be eager to update. We want to be new. One of the things I like about automobile manufacturers is that every single year they do something new to update that car. So that if you have a model that's made this year, yours is going to be different from the guy that's driving one last year. The differences might be subtle, but they're different nonetheless. And every year they're coming out with new innovations. Think about it. We didn't always have rear cameras and GPS systems in our cars and all these other fancy things that are existing today. These are all the products of getting better over time. Can you look in the mirror, my friends and neighbors, and say, yes, I'm getting better? Can you look and say, I'm getting new? If you didn't know me a year ago, then I'm way better now than I was then. That's the essence of this Christian life, is we get better every single day. Yes, my friends and neighbors. And then finally, last but not least, we have to uphold. That's simply the art of maintaining what we've worked so hard to build. You remember the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 and 14, but continue in the things which we've learned. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to continue in it because God has given us a pattern to follow. We find it in His Word. And if you've got a great habit of waking up for Bible study or morning prayer or church attendance, whatever habits you've gotten that have helped you get to a particular destination, uphold those habits, my friends and neighbors. Don't allow them to wane. Keep them going. It's important to uphold the standards. See, the police are on the planet. They are in the cities to uphold the law. And they want to make sure that the laws that have been proven to be effective are still upheld by the citizens. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we have to uphold our standards of righteousness, uphold our minds of positivity, uphold that love that's shed abroad in our hearts. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all grow up if we remember these four key principles. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.